welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 372. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started things off this week with a track by Sex Stains. That song is called Who Song Love Song and is on the band's self-titled debut, which came out September 2nd on Don Giovanni Records. That is the project of Allison Wolf, who you may remember from Ratmobile. There are lots of other people in that. They're probably equally as important, but I just don't know them. So Allison Wolf, Ratmobile, new project. That song there is definitely a... kind of a more cheeky sort of sound than most of the record. Most of it's kind of more, you know, it's a little arty, but it's also a lot of post-punk. So anyway, give that one a listen. See if it's something that interests you. I think it's fun. Music for you this week. Let's play some. We're going to go to the new wedding present. This song is called Bird's Nest.
Another story. A man walks into a bar. It's terrifying because he's trying something different, and he hasn't got very far. So he buys another Merlot, and then doesn't feel quite so bad. It's like he's finally stopped doubting his decision to give up everything he had, because he knows this. There's nothing to be afraid of, because he chose this adventure for himself. And something good is just about to happen. He can feel it, a sea change. It doesn't really matter, because quite frankly, tonight he doesn't care. So he puts away his mobile. He won't be calling her again. In fact, it's like the past just never happened. And it's kind of strange, but then... But then he knows this. There's nothing to be afraid of. He chose this adventure for himself. He knows this. There's nothing to be afraid of. He chose this adventure for himself. Something good is just about to happen. He can think. Doesn't really matter, because quite frankly, tonight he doesn't care.
fun set to think about, actually. Now, that set started off with The Wedding Present with the song Bird's Nest. That is on the band's album Going and Going, which came out September 2nd on Scopatones Records. I know nothing about that label. And at some point, I think that might have been a self-release or some sort of Kickstarter or something. But I don't know. Maybe you can do some research if you're a caring sort. Anyway, The Wedding Present have been around forever since those original C86 days. And back with a very solid album there, and that track I like a lot. And then to the BVs, a band that very much seems to be in love with that C86 sound and do it very well. That song we played there was called Ray, and it is the A-side of a 2-song single, maybe digitally only single though, which the band self-released on September 4th. And they are from Falmouth in the UK, though I think one of them is in Augsburg, Germany. And they tell me that they will have a full-length 11-song, 12-inch vinyl release sometime in 2017 on a small label out of that German city. So for now, you can find those 2 songs on Bandcamp and enjoy them. Let's see. I guess I should let you know the podcast works now. It's pretty simple. Every week, I get new music, I listen to it, and then I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. Anyway, more music now. We're going to jump to local here. This is Heidi Lynn Gluck with the song Pony Show.
sinking ships tonight and every day.
Covered a lot of ground there. I think that was good. Ending things off there with Cheap Girls with the song Better Thoughts Instead. That was originally released, I think, as the band's first single in 2009, though it's just been added to the new compilation God's Ex-Wife, which comes out September 16th on Asian Man Records. And that's a compilation of singles, B-sides, demo tracks. And it is very good. I do enjoy that band a lot. Before that, we heard from Katie Goodman and Greta Morgan with their project Take It, It's Yours. That song is, of course, Where Eagles Dare by the Misfits. You can find that, came out, I guess, August 26th, it says here, on Polyvinyl Records. It's a very fun album. There's nothing groundbreaking, but it's good songs, and it's performed well, and it's fun. And I like that song there because, well, I like that song, and two, I kind of like the spooky vibe they added to it. Makes me feel a little bit like Witch Jail, and I like that band, too. And then before that, we started things off with Heidi Lynn Gluck with the song Pony Show. That is the title track from her new album. Came out August 26th on Lotus Pool Records. You know Heidi from The Pieces and Some Girls and Only Children and other projects if you're from the Kansas City or Indiana areas. Because she's been involved in music for a very long time and glad she's still here and contributing. I like that track a lot. The album covers a lot of ground. That track there, very Nico Case-ish-esque. Whatever. And I enjoy that one quite a bit, but there's something for everybody on that one. So give that one a listen and see if you can find something that you enjoy. Well, I think it's time to wrap things up here. I want to let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 372. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on your favorite social media site like Facebook or Twitter. Let's see, looking at the website, a couple of things popped up since last week. There's photos and video from the Conqueror's Gorlon in-store at Mills Records. And there's also photos and videos from the Deco Auto, Witch Jail, and Shrevon show that happened at the Brick last weekend as well. Taking a look at the concert calendar, haven't updated it in a while, so I don't know, maybe I'm missing something here. But on the 13th, I see shows coming up from Marduk at Riot Room, Bob Mould at Grinders, and Lucero at Granada. On the 14th, the Toasters are playing the Riot Room. On the 15th, Swingin' Utters are at the Record Bar with Hipshot Killer. The 17th, the anniversary is at the Bottleneck, or you can see Billy Badass at Records with Merit. On the 21st, Cass McCombs is playing at Three Links down in Dallas, and I'll probably catch that one. But if you're in Kansas City, definitely Legendary Pink Dots at the Record Bar on the 21st. Looking in October, the 1st is Mountain Goats at the Madrid. It's also Summer Camp Fest at Holy Cow, and we'll talk more about that. But that's, I don't know, 15 bands and 12 hours of punk rock, and you can't really miss out on that one. So how are you going to do both? I don't know. I've got to figure it out myself. On the 2nd, Andrew Jackson Jihad is playing at the Granada. On the 8th, Taco Cat is at the Jackpot. On the 9th, Quintron and Miss Pussycat at the Record Bar. The 13th, Alestorm is playing at the Riot Room or Bare Hands at the Record Bar. 14th of October, White Fang at the Record Bar or Gang of Four on the Southside Music Hall there in Dallas. I think I'll still be there for that. I don't know. I may be coming back around then. The 15th, Shona Knife is at the Record Bar. Oh, I guess back the 14th was also La Sera at the Riot Room, and that's a very good show, too. The 16th, Rasputin is playing at the Riot Room, and that could be very interesting. 21st, Group Love at the Uptown. 26th, Dean Ween and Meat Puppets are playing at the Record Bar. The 28th, Margot Price at Knuckleheads. And then the 31st, Beach Slang at Tank Room. So a view into the concert calendar for the next, oh, I don't know, 6-7 weeks, something like that. Anyway, let's wrap things up. One track left here. I'm going to play a track by Riley Walker. This is an album that came out August 19th of this year. It's called Golden Sings That Have Been Sung. It is came out on Deep Oceans, which is the secretly Canadian sub-label there. The song I'm going to play is called Sullen Mind. It's a very wonderful album, actually. I'm very impressed with it, and kind of fits into my collection right where Nick Drake does as well. So gentle and nice and warm, and I don't know, the lyrics are very, very good too. A little less opaque, I guess, than the Drake world. Anyway, let's end things here. This is Riley Walker with the song Sullen Mind. Thank you very much for listening. We'll talk again next week.
Sunlight, they adore me. And I can only turn to walk away, 'cause I have I only have a Christian education. And with a sullen mind I carry it. Sullen mind of fear, and with a sullen mind to lay down. out any night with no money. And I can only turn to walk away 'cause I have.